Governor Greg Abbott rallies Republicans with strong border security. Texas border business. Milwaukee, July 17, 2024. In a fiery and impassioned speech at the Republican National Convention, Texas Governor Greg Abbott made a compelling case for the return of Donald J. Trump to the presidency, highlighting the critical issue of border security. Addressing a packed audience, Abbott stressed the urgent need for a leader to restore order at the U.S. border and emphasized that Trump is the man for the job. As governor of the largest border state, the great state of Texas, I can tell you that America needs a president who will secure our border, Abbott declared. America needs Donald J. Trump. Abbott began by outlining the stark contrast between the Trump and Biden administrations regarding immigration policy. He praised Trump's tenure, noting that illegal border crossings were at their lowest under his administration in nearly four decades. This accomplishment, Abbott argued, was undone on President Biden's first day in office. Joe Biden deserted his duty on his first day, Abbott stated. He gutted President Trump's policies, and the result has been catastrophic. Under Joe Biden, illegal immigration has skyrocketed, with around 11 million immigrants crossing our border illegally. That's more than the entire population of Michigan, twice that of Wisconsin. Abbott did not shy away from pointing out the human cost of the current administration's policies. He recounted the tragic story of 12-year-old Jocelyn from Houston, Texas, who two illegal immigrants raped and murdered. She's one of thousands whose lives have been destroyed by Joe Biden's open border policies, he said, his voice tinged with emotion. The governor also highlighted the measures taken by Texas to combat the surge in illegal immigration. He detailed how thousands of National Guard soldiers were deployed to build hundreds of miles of razor wire barriers. Despite orders from the Biden administration to remove these barriers, Abbott responded by tripling their presence. When Joe Biden ordered to cut that razor wire, I ordered the National Guard to triple the razor wire on the border, Abbott proclaimed to a round of applause. When Biden took 50 acres of Texas border property to process up to 5,000 illegal immigrants a day illegally, I directed the Texas National Guard to take back our land and wire it shut. Abbott continued by describing his controversial decision to bus illegal immigrants to Washington, D.C., and other sanctuary cities across the country. When Joe Biden and Kamala Harris refused to even come to Texas to see the border crisis they created, I took the border to them, he asserted. And those buses will continue to roll until we finally secure our border. Looking ahead to the upcoming presidential election, Abbott expressed optimism about the future. I see hope on the horizon because on November 5, Joe Biden will be fired, and Donald Trump will once again become the president of the United States of America, he said to a cheering audience. He will enforce the immigration laws, fight the Mexican drug cartels, and arrest the criminal illegal immigrants to put them behind bars or send them back. Abbott concluded his speech with a powerful call to action. It is time to restore order at the border. It is time to rid our streets of crime and chaos. It is time to secure our nation by returning Donald Trump as President of the United States of America, he declared. Thank you all. God bless. Governor Abbott's speech was applauded, reinforcing his position as a loyal advocate for strict border security and a key supporter of Donald Trump's presidential campaign. As the convention continues, Abbott's message will likely resonate with many Republicans eager to see a return to the immigration policies of the previous administration.